Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A young boy and two adults are recovering this morning after a car jumped a curb and crashed into people on the sidewalk in Humboldt Park. Surveillance video from a nearby barbershop shows the moment the car hit a man standing on the corner just before noon yesterday in the 4200 block of West North Avenue. The car hit another, and then a little boy, a Good Samaritan nearby, saw the incident and rushed to help. The two adults are listed in serious condition this morning, a child in fair condition with a foot injury. One person is dead, three others seriously wounded last evening in Garfield Park. Police say it happened just before 7 last night as the four victims were sitting in a vehicle on the 100 block of South Keeler. After the shooting, the victims drove to the 500 block of South Pulaski, where they crashed into a Chicago Fire Department vehicle outside the Pulaski stop on the CTA Blue Line. No one in custody this morning. Area 4 detectives continue to investigate. A murder suspect has been arrested and charged by police in Crown Point involving a September 20th interstate shooting.
Police in Indiana arrested 28-year-old Gary man Sean Nelson Friday. Nelson has been charged with first-degree murder, and detectives believe 28-year-old Twan Jones, who died at a hospital after calling 911 to report he had been shot, was Nelson's intended target, and that the shooting that took place in September on Interstate 8094 in Lake Station, Indiana, was not a random act. Officials say Nelson was identified as a suspect after Indiana State Police spent hours reviewing evidence in the case. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, County Clerk's Office is offering visually impaired voters in the county an option to vote by mail this year thanks to a system which allows them to use audio instructions to navigate and mark their ballots, a system similar to the process that allows overseas military personnel to receive a ballot electronically and then return a marked hard copy to an election authority for voting. The clerk's office is accepting applications for vote-by-mail ballots through October 29th. Well, today would have been a busy day in Grant Park, but COVID has changed that. The Chicago Marathon was set for today. This year, it's virtual. Runners began logging times Monday through a special app and will continue that through today, the original date of the race. Just a reminder, while you're at home on your computer, stay connected, informed by listening to WBBM online. Easy to do. Just go to WBBMNewsRadio.com and click on the listen button right there in the upper right-hand corner of your screen.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.